Well, rounding out this morning's edition of On The Record, we're off to Fringe. And what do you know? It's on theme. Ghost in the Machine is the previously untold story of Wally Coxon, Perth's radio king. Joining me now to indulge us with some background to this show from Genrephonics is creator and performer, comedian Paul Rowe. Good morning, Paul.
Hello, Jeff. How you doing?
Mate, fantastic on this gloriously sunny Borloo morning. Oh, like, you had me on the back foot from the start. I had no idea Perth had a radio king. I mean, I know Baby John Burgess was around for quite a bit, and Yorkie used to woo the housewives in the 70s, but what was the story of Wally Coxon to receive such a lofty title?
Oh, yeah, he's actually the imperial twirling wizard of the radio dial, Wally Coxon. Walter Ernest Coxon, if you don't mind.
Oh, mate, that's a middle name of note.
Yeah, so obviously we're trying to put Wally on the map, you know, the old Where's Wally story still rings true. So, yeah, he's an amazing character, actually. Yeah, he made his first radio transmitter when he was 16, and then he was always obsessed with radio. So he went, actually, in 1914, went over to study at the School of Marconi and learned all the tools there, and they ended up training basically anyone that wanted to be in radio. Armed forces, all that sort of stuff, had to do the Marconi training. And Wally actually bought the first radio valves to Western Australia in 1918.
Get out.
The king, and yeah, he's the king, and I like to also call him the godfather of Perth radio, which just means we get more shtick, you know what I mean? Which is what Fringe is all about, you know?
Well, I mean, in bringing that sort of like hardware over, the dude really bought the seeds.
Yeah, he's an amazing character. He never stops tinkering. So, yeah, so he brings the valves over. He starts the first experimental radio station from his living room, 6AG, 1921. Then he becomes the chief engineer of West Farmers Radio when they get the first commercial license, which in turn turns into the ABC a few years later. And, he's the king, the godfather, and the chief. He's everything. He's out of control.
he sunk his teeth in and just didn't let go, right?
Oh, unbelievable. Yeah, you see these, you know, I just dig. He had a unit of 20 officers under him at one stage, just going up and down all the way out to Darwin, setting up stations for the army, and just an absolute machine. You know, he never stopped working. Brilliant, brilliant mind. I love these. I like to play, you know, eccentric characters who have that drive, you know, to do something different. And Wally just ticks all those boxes. My friend, actually, Will Axton, who was the founder of Genrephonics, he's into all the synth crazy sounds and radios. He's got all this naval equipment up on Wireless Hill, which is part of the show, the Signal Sound Lab. So Wally gets to play with all the old sounds as well in the lab as part of the show, which is going to be amazing. So, yeah, well, he's back for one night only, but it's going to be some kind of night, I'm telling you, Jeff.
Hey, Paul, how did you first find out about Wally?
Well, this was actually through Will Axton. He was the man. He came up. We've done some shows over the years, different parts. We were always looking for crazy characters. Like, we found the connection between the first architect of the colony, Henry Reveley, and Mary Shelley. So we made a show about the roundhouse, because they grew up together. So we find these connections, and then we go, whoa. And then Will just said, hey, I found this guy, and he's been talking to Wireless Hill up there, the amazing people that run that from Melville, and they got together and said, why does nobody know about this guy? This is insane. There's been a few talks and smaller things at Wireless Hill, because obviously that's a place of...
Well, I mean,
we've been transmitting since 1912, Morse code, and doing all sorts of amazing things up there, so yeah.
I've got to say, I've driven past Wireless Hill oh so often. I mean, you can't miss the big log. But I've never actually checked it out. I mean, the street name is the crowning glory, Telefunken Drive.
Telefunken.
What goes on atop Wireless Hill besides... besides the two performances of Ghost in the Machine this Friday? I mean, it's a... What's up there?
It's actually a beautiful place. It's quite a spiritual place too, because the indigenous Elderson used to be a place of communication to them as well back in the day. So doing smoke signals and communicating that way. There's also continuing the legacy of radio. There's Capital Radio that do their thing from there as well. And you've got war stories and all sorts of beautiful things and beautiful bushland. There's actually the Wireless Hill was used specifically for Morse code. So they were they're intercepting Nazi messages and things like that. So that's amazing that the Germans actually got the contract to build it. And then in the end,
right,
we sort of spying on them through that. There's some really cool stories there. They're calling the officers the Aussies lazy and all this. Yeah, there's some really cool things that I've found. And there's actually a beetle, Jeff. You like this one. There's a beetle called the Ellipsis beetle that lives in the bush there that actually has Morse code on its back. This was found by this amazing Nydia Hansen, who did full. Yeah, she's amazing. She's all into microbiology and biomimicry, which I'd never heard of until I met her. And yeah, so she's given me all these other insights into the place, which is what I love about doing. I call myself an activator, historical activator and space activator. So you just dig in and you like meet these characters and hear these historical things, and there's something like, whoa, this show's bigger than bigger than anything. You go into it going, yeah, sounds like a good time. Maybe I'll play a bit of Wally Cuxton. And then you're like, okay, whoa, this is heating up. Yeah, so anything and everything could happen on the night. So we do have a script, but, sometimes
it might stray.
We've got a couple of people from Noise Machine, Stewie and Lel's coming along who are going to make some crazy sounds too. So if you're into wild sounds, and that's what I know that, what sort of excites me is that seeing, like, Wally would love what's happening. We do a homage to Synths and we take you through sort of radio from how it was used in the war all the way up to the Magic DX7, which was the Yamaha's amazing synthesizer, which every 80 song had in it. So yeah, it's quite a show, and I'm quite humbled to be playing Wally actually. And so it's going to be,
it starts off quite kinetic, doesn't it? There's a little bit of walking, a whole lot of discovery on the walking segment.
Yes. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And it's a little bit of walking, it's a little bit of indoors, and then the key to it all is connection. It's about radio. I mean, I was listening to you earlier, and it's just amazing that, you play the speech from Nelson Mandela in 1992, and it's like, that's what radio's about.
Isn't it?
It's hearing these things, and it's Wally, I can just imagine Wally like loving this show, for instance, just all of it, and the experimental nature of communication and radio. Yeah. So
what do you think Wally would make of today's technology?
Oh, he'd be loving it. He actually, this is how good he is. He actually predicted the use of mobile phones in 1932 or 33. There's a little, the guy was ahead of his time. I predict a time where you'll be able to talk to someone in another city with a little transmitter on your back, on your hip. And I think people like Wally, they're ahead of their time. They're sort of here to guide us.
Well, they could feel the pace that the technology was changing, I guess, from being within it.
Yeah, absolutely. And for him, like where he was, he'd be excited because radio had just started. Marconi, I think it was 1897, he did the first transmission. And even looking at that, so yesterday I was doing a deep dive. And so that transmission from Marconi's gone past 1,000 stars already and is going to keep going. So if anyone's out there listening, they'll be able to hear that first transmission, like, all right, there's life out there, people. And then I was listening to electromagnetic radio waves in space, which sound like alien birds, so that's where Wally's taken me so far. So goodness knows, that was just yesterday. So by Friday, we could have it could be Wally and the alien birds. That's what Fringe is all about. So so it's going to be a wild ride, and I'm absolutely loving the whole,
Well, Paul,
everything about it.
The show sounds, informative, but mostly fun. There's only one night to get on board. Are there still tickets available?
There's a few left, but we are looking because there's big things happening in terms of because Wally was so involved in the ABC, so we're looking to do the show again.
Yeah.
So if you do miss out, don't worry, we'll really try and do it again. So, but get on board. There's not many left in both shows. There's only two shows now, I think 5:30 and 7. So. Yeah. Get on board, look up Genre Phonics if you're into it, and we're always doing some crazy things. So some fun, yeah. But all my stuff is usually, I like high energy, eccentric characters. So you'll generally get that from one of the genre phonic shows.
Well, mate, sounds like a fantastic way to start your weekend. Good luck with the show. And yeah, hopefully we'd see some more repeat performances.
Thank you, Jeff, and thank you. I really, love this conversation, and carry on. Let's do it. Fresh time is a beautiful time.
You better believe it, man. Okay, Paul, happy fringing.
Happy fringing to you, Jeff.
Okay, mate.
To everyone out there. Ciao, ciao.